I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched. Just a castaway, island lost at sea. Now I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Come on. You remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. The guy over there is Greg Kot. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Dave Cantor of Western Springs, Illinois. Thank you for your support, Dave. Listener contributions are a big part of what keep this show coming at you. Greg and I love in these bonus podcasts to take a trip to the desert island, pop a quarter in the jukebox, play you a song we can't live without. We never, never, never get to the end of that playlist. Greg, give us a little hint of what track you're
going to
add.
Well, I'm going to play a song that has not one, but two absolutely insane versions, decades apart, that need to be heard.
Oh, all right. I'm curious to hear what that is. We'll get more in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. Greg, you are going to play a song with two radically different versions, decades apart.
I am indeed. Ever heard of Fujiyama Mama?
Oh, yeah.
It depends on what era you grew up in. When you came to this song, it was first recorded in 1955, written by one Jack Hammer, who was a co-writer of Great Balls of Fire. That gives you a little hint about the type of song this is. Fujiyama Mama was written from the perspective of a Japanese woman. She's so drunk, she drinks a quart of sake and is about to blow my top. There's a lot of sexual innuendo here. He compares the woman's energy to Mount Fuji, the volcano, and the A-bomb, okay? And it was so risque that radio programmers in the 50s refused to play it. First recorded by Anastine Allen, an R&B singer in 55. Wanda Jackson heard the record and wanted to record her own version in 1957, and her producer was saying, wait a minute, we can't do this. They're never going to play this song. And she goes, I want to play this song. I want to record it. I at least want to record it. And it did flop, like predicted on U.S. radio, because no one would play it. But Wanda's version of this song is just crazed. I mean, her vocals are just insane. She embodies this woman who is going to blow her top, as the saying goes in the song. Ironically, it becomes a major hit in Japan, right? I mean, they love the Japanese
so
references.
So the Japanese people are not offended.
They are not offended. Nowadays,
because I'm vaguely offended.
This would be, police would be out in force for this song. But the Japanese embraced it. It was number one in 1958 there, and it was the first rock and roll song to chart in Japan. So it was a groundbreaker. And so beloved that Wanda was able to tour Japan in 59. Lo and behold, in 1980, a singer by the name of Pearl Harbor covers this song, right? Patricia Gilbert was her name, the biracial daughter of a couple who were married on December 7th, 1941, the same day that Japan bombed Pearl Harbor. Mm. Hence, she adopts the stage name Pearl Harbor. She was part of the LGBTQ plus and punk communities in San Francisco in the late 70s. And she formed this band, The Explosions. They had a few minor new wave hits there. Moved to the UK, marries Paul Simonon of The Clash and makes a rockabilly-focused solo album in 1980 called Don't Follow Me, I'm Lost Too.
If I ever knew that, I forgot that.
it includes his song Fujiyama Mama. And look at this band, Paul Simonon, Topper Hedden, Mick Jones of The Clash on this song, as well as two members of Ian Dury and the Blockheads, Wilco Johnson and Mickey Gallagher.
Wow.
And again, Pearl Harbor's version is just explosive. It's the finest song of her career, in the same way that Wanda felt that Fujiyama Mama was one of her greatest songs, even though it wasn't a hit. Well, this wasn't a hit either, right? But it was a sort of a minor new wave hit circa 1980. But I think both songs are great. What I'd like to do here is sample a little bit of both tracks. Wanda's from 1957, Wanda Jackson, and then Pearl Harbor's version from 1980.
I've been to Nagasaki, Hiroshima too. The same I did to them, baby, I can do to you. Cause I'm a Fujiyama mama, and I'm just about to blow my top. Fujiyama yama, Fujiyama. And when I start erupting, ain't nobody gonna make me stop. I drank a quart of sake, smoked dynamite. I chase it with the baccy and then shoot out the light. Cause I'm a Fujiyama mama, and I'm just about to blow my top. Fujiyama yama.
Two takes on Fujiyama Mama, Greg Kot's Desert Island pick. Our producers were about to lose their minds. Greg, I could see on Zoom, you were concentrating around. We don't air on public radio. On the radio, the subtle distinction that this song went to number one in Japan and introduced rock and roll to that entire country.
Right.
And if they weren't offended, why should you be? But, you know, you remain committed someday to getting us kicked off the air. Which is fine. Then we just podcast, and then we can say any damn thing we want.
Yeah, well,
I'll sing more Rocky Horror for you.
It's a piece of history that, you know, remains
a fascinating one.
Yeah, absolutely. Can't deny that.
That is it for this bonus episode. For more full episodes, visit soundopinions.org. To sponsor the show, email sponsor@soundopinions.org. Thanks for listening. Sound Opinions, as always, is produced by Alex Claiborne, Andrew Gill, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our Columbia College intern, Max Hatlam. Social media is handled by Katie Cott.